When Chicago Public Schools opened for in-person classes this spring, it touted efforts to hire more substitutes to cover for absent teachers. Despite that, a WBEZ analysis finds that one out of every four sub-requests has gone unfilled. Sub-shortages have been an ongoing issue in CPS, but district officials say the pandemic has made the problem worse. It's an issue that could continue to haunt CPS as it starts up again in the fall. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigad has more.
On a recent school day, Danny Scott, who opted to send his kids to school in person, was notified last minute that one of his kids would not have class the next day.
We found out Sunday night that there would be all asynchronous work. The kids that were supposed to be in the classroom were told not to come.
That means Scott's second grader, who goes to Cleveland Elementary on the northwest side in person, had to work on his own and didn't have remote class at all that day.
They weren't able to secure a sub, and they cited a substitute crisis that there just aren't subs to be had.
He and his wife were able to figure out a plan B, but he kept wondering if this was taking place at other schools.
What if this happened at a different school where there was 14 students that should have been there and 14 parents, perhaps single parents, that needed that day at work and didn't have an option?
Data analyzed by WBC shows that about 25% of all substitute requests in schools from mid-April through mid-May went unfilled. The top 20 schools with the highest percentages of unfilled sub-requests are on the south and west sides. Bogan High School had 116 unfilled sub-requests out of 141. Other problem schools include Richards Career Academy and Farragut High School. CPS has struggled to recruit qualified substitute teachers for years, but during the pandemic, the need became even greater. Thousands of regular teachers requested to work from home, mostly due to medical issues. Other teachers also had to care for family members and struggled to find daycare.
This really is a new experience for us at Jones. At least I've only been here 5 years, where we're having consistent issues getting subs to fill in for us.
Anthony Capera is a math teacher at Jones College Prep. Jones had 36 unfilled requests. That's 15% of all requests made. Hiring more staff to cover for absent teachers is part of the reopening agreement between CPS and the Chicago Teachers Union. CPS officials say they quadrupled the number of subs stationed in schools every day since last year, and they say most schools have managed to staff classrooms when regular teachers are absent. They say the data doesn't show the full picture. But the chaos that parents and teachers say they are experiencing has added another layer of problems in a year marked by low student engagement, poor attendance, and a rise in the number of students getting D's and F's. Capera says when subs don't show up, that means schools have to improvise. In many cases, other teachers have to step in.
If there's not a sub, then during the time when teachers grade or lesson plan, then they're essentially, you know, covering a class and teaching an extra class. So I know it's putting an extra burden on the teachers showing up.
Several substitute teachers interviewed by WBC who fear losing their jobs if they are identified say in many cases, subs don't want to go to schools in person and increase the risk of getting infected, especially before the vaccination rollout. They also say the pay is low. Many don't get health benefits. Oftentimes, they say they feel dismissed and disrespected by staff and students in the schools where they work. The job can be very stressful when regular teachers don't leave lesson plans ready and don't provide clear instructions, they say. Scott is not the only concerned parent. Others have voiced their frustrations on social media. Parent Adelina Canez says the first few weeks after in-person learning began at Haight Elementary on the north side were messy.
They had a substitute for a few days, then the teacher came back for a couple of days, then they had a substitute the next week for a few days.
Her first grader kept learning remotely, but in the first week, Canez noticed the sub, who was also teaching remotely, struggled to find the teaching materials and the class roster. The second and third week, a different sub came in, but she didn't follow the same class schedule, wasn't engaging students, and struggled with simultaneous instruction, she says.
The quality of the substitute wasn't the same, and the interactions with the kids weren't the same.
The lack of structure made it very hard for Kanye's daughter. She has special accommodations related to sensory processing issues and anxiety.
She just couldn't do it. There was lots of fights, lots of meltdowns.
Kanye's took over online instruction for several days. She says it's not about getting just anyone to fill in for teachers. The district needs to better train subs. And substitute teachers like Juliana Molinaro agree.
I really like to work with kids. I kind of appreciate being able to do my own thing, but there really is very little lead up. So I think some like classroom management tactics or like ways to relate to the students.
Other subs say yes, more training, better pay is ideal. But also treating subs as the guest teachers that they are will go a long way to help improve some of the issues now and in the future. Kanye's, the parent, insists the district pushed for in-person instruction but didn't have enough teachers. Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEC News.